Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hey everybody, Rod Peterson here. NFL season has kicked off and it's time you join the action. Come on down to Houston with Darren DuPont and me on the inaugural Rod Peterson Show VIP sports trip with Uniglobe Travel. We'll catch the Houston Texans and Denver Broncos at Energy Stadium, plus your choice of NBA games with the Houston Rockets home to the Phoenix Suns and Sacramento Kings. And if you're a real football fan, you'll want to join us for Texas State High School playoff action. All this, plus live Rod Peterson shows with Dupes and me. Are you sold yet? For more info or to book now, visit rodpeterson.com/trip.
Catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms. Now, back to the studio with Rob.
All right, good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, Hour 2. Emanating from the bunker out here in muggy Western Canada, wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
It's Florida-type weather, and I love it. Florida in January, not September, but it feels good. Episode number 75 of the program today rolls on. We are recognizing legendary number 75s in honor of show number 75. And that includes Vince Wilfork, Mean Joe Green, Howie Long, Ryan Reeves of Vegas Golden Knights fame, Levi Steinauer, former Ryder long snapper. Here's one for you from the Arizona Coyotes, Kyle Capobianco.
All right.
How about that?
And a bunch of training camp jerseys in the NHL.
A ton. And Riders, too.
Yeah.
If you've just joined us, you've missed a lot today. This is what we've covered. The SJHL suspending Yorkton Terrier forward Greg Mulhall 25 games for running Melville goalie Burke Berkeleyev. It's a shot heard around the country. In junior hockey. We're going to show the video one more time. Clark has told me that we got it queued up here. You don't have to be a junior fan to at least appreciate what happened on the weekend. Let her roll, Clark. Oh, he's got to find it. There it is. Watch this, Andrew Green. Watch to the left of the screen. Boom.
Oh.
Right. Yard sale. And yes, he got jumped. And a Donnybrook ensued. 25-game suspension from Bill Chow, our good friend, the president of the league. It's got the hockey world talking, and we all believe that that was just right. Yesterday, the WHL was in front of a judge in Calgary arguing that junior hockey players should not be referred to or deemed minimum wage workers because there's lawsuits against the league by former players, including former Saskatoon Blade Travis McAvoy, former Kootenai Ice player Kyle O'Connor. That brought up our poll question today. Do you believe junior hockey players should be considered minimum wage workers? Brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. The vast majority of you, 67% in our web poll, say no, they shouldn't. 17.2% say yes, they should. And 16.2% say not sure. Coming up just in a moment is Andrew Green, an NCAA grad, not to mention NFL and CFL. It's the same argument for student athletes, I believe. It's the same argument. So I want to get your take, Drew. And then we've been having fun with this. TSN put out their list of the top seven most valuable lakes in the CFL, sponsored by 7-Eleven. And we all love 7-Eleven. Which, by the way, why do they have locks on their door at 7-Eleven if they're never closed?
Yeah, always open.
Why do they have locks?
I don't know.
You think about that?
You got to close there. You got to count.
No, they're closed. They never close. Top seven kickers. Are you kidding me? Lewis Ward, Sean White, Rob Maver, Sergio Castillo, Justin Medlock, Richie Leone, Liram Hirilahu. I don't know what the criteria is for this list, but I believe it's bunk. No Brett Lowther. who's kicked game-winning field goals in the last two Ryder wins. John Ryan, leading the league in punting average. He's got a $4 million leg. That's been proven. And he leads the league. Even Drew's laughing. And then Rennie Paradis, who I believe has the all-time highest field goal percentage in the CFL. What am I missing here? So we've been having fun with that. But Drew Green joined us, and I'm going to say it again, how good you look. And I don't even want anything from you. You just look great.
Appreciate it, Rod.
How did your event go Labor Day Saturday night?
You know, it went great. You know, it wasn't sold out. We had about, I think, about 100, 150 people or so there.
That's good.
That's great.
You know, not bad for the first-time event there. Adam and I did the hot stove. We met some fans came out, families, and we were able to, talked about Radon and, they came on up. Myself, Adam did a hot stove, and they asked us a lot of football questions, you know, some good personal ones and everything else, you know. Really good, though. I had a really good time, you know. Met some really good fans, some good people, came out, and yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, for those that don't know, and you should, Andrew Green's a Ryder Hall of Famer, but a alum of the Miami Dolphins, Jacksonville Jaguars, Seattle Seahawks, Bombers, Argos, Riders. And now he is the Saskatchewan ambassador for Radon Gas. Yep. And get your home checked. Yep. So we'll get into that. But on this college athlete thing, mm-hmm. I just unplugged my headphones, sorry. I'm going to Austin, Texas this fall. And I figured while I'm down there, I'm going to go to a Longhorns game. So I go on the University of Texas website to check games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got Texas Tech in there. They got Kansas State in there. They got some big games. Mm-hmm. So I look at the ticket prices. What?
Yep.
$140 to $260 US each for college football. Now, the only other college game I've been at is the Fiesta Bowl, and
student gets a discount, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not a student, so.
Yeah, I don't think he's got a student card.
So, okay, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. Now, WHL, you can talk about junior hockey and their players being minimum wage. We're charging $20 at the most, $10 for the SJ. It's a different story. So maybe it's not the same, this junior hockey versus collegiate athletes, because
business down there.
It's not big business here. It's
big business down there. College, you know, college athletics, huge. I mean, I would say it might even be bigger than the NFL. You know, you go to any state down there, you know, it's everybody supports their local mm-hmm. college team. High school is big too. You know, some high schools, I think, their coaches are making six figures. Yeah. All they're doing is just coaching.
High school football.
Yeah.
But here's my rub on the university thing. And it's funny because I'm just as a fan and a longtime hockey guy, kind of immersed in this junior hockey thing. But when I go to the States, there's inevitably an article column in the USA Today about the college athlete thing. There's been lawsuits against NCAA. There are probably still hundreds of them. It's been going on for years. Mm. And here's my question. So 80,000, in some cases 110,000, show up to watch a college football game. But how many are showing up to watch the swim team? Do you know what I'm saying? How many are packing the aquatic center to come watch that school swim team or the track team?
You know what? I tell you, as I say, college athletics,
should the football players get all that money, or should it be disseminated to all the athletics of the university? Because then you'd have football players complaining, saying, we're the ones drawing 80,000, not the swim team. And they'd be right.
Same with basketball, too.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Every school is different, too, right? Some schools are basketball schools. Some are football schools.
You know, I mean, you know, I think they should be getting paid some way. You know, yeah, a lot of them are in scholarships. You could say that's how they're probably getting paid. You know, should be good enough, but universities are making way more money than just giving a couple guys, paying $50,000 per student athlete, you know, a year. Way more than that, you know. So it should be spread out, you know, probably accordingly based on
athletics, all student athletes.
I would say so, yeah, because they all get pub. They all have pub. You know, it's everyone's family, and, you know, it goes back, your family and tradition, it goes back, and they're big on tradition down there as well, too. So, you know, if I have a kid down there, you know, and their uncle, cousin, it goes back, community, it's deep, everybody supports. Yeah, you know, the university's making money off of all college athletes.
Billions.
All around.
Billions.
All around.
Yeah.
All around.
Now, but the other thing is this
NCAA,
goes...
NCAA, yeah.
When you talk about how far back it goes, so far back and so deep, and there's been so many dirty dealings. I'll give an example. I think you know Tory Gurley is on this program as our NFL insider. The former Argo played with like five NFL teams, and he wants to do a show in South Carolina like this with the athletes. But he goes, I don't know, Rod, what I'm going to do for the players because we can't even buy them lunch. We can't buy the Gamecocks supper to come down and do the show. They can't accept a free lunch.
Nope. Nothing. Yep. And he, because when I was on a scholarship there, was it? So they pay for, you get a per diem. Right, you know.
And they still do, obviously.
Well, yeah, but it's not that much. It really is not much, right? You know, if they're paying for everything else, right, you know, you don't really get that much. It doesn't really, you know, but yeah, you're not allowed to, right? It's called, I mean, because you could just be getting stuff here and there. But you get stuff, but you don't really tell anybody about it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, interject, to bring in our viewers' comments on this, Craig Smith, our director of scouting, two-time Grey Cup champions watching this morning. He says, Rod, pay the money. Would be great to go see the Longhorns. Austin, Texas. Love it. That's not the point. Of course I'm going to pay the money and go. The point is the money's going to the school, not the kids. And that is wrong. I thought it would be $50 at the most, not $160
not down
U.S.
There. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Well, again, I paid these prices for the Fiesta Bowl, but that's the Fiesta Bowl. You know,
you paid $150 for Fiesta Bowl tickets?
Maybe. I think it might have been more.
I was thinking it'd be more than that.
It might have been $190. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I had a great time.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be more than that for the Fiesta Bowl. Yeah.
But the point is, and just to flip it back for a second, it's about chasing the dream. Because I was thinking about this, and I know you have thoughts on this too. When I was working in radio in Prince Albert at the age of 19, voice of the Raiders, I made $900 a month. I broke it down this morning. That was $5 an hour. Not including overtime, which I worked for free, and the minimum wage at the time was $8 an hour. And I wouldn't change a thing.
Nope.
Now I'm not going to go back and work for the man. I don't want to in this business. But would I go back and do it again? I wouldn't change a thing. Because look at everything that I got.
Yeah.
And it's no different for the athletes.
Well, you value everything that you've worked for, too, right? You put the effort and work into it, right?
Right.
You know, I wouldn't change a thing either going back, you know. Actually, you know what? I'd want to get paid.
Of course.
I want to get paid.
Yeah, but you had the dream. You made it to the NFL. You have the perfect story.
Yeah, you know, you make it. Now, not everybody makes it that far, you know what I mean? And it takes a lot of work and commitment and dedication and, you know, and smarts, you know, you don't realize until you make it and actually, you know, and then once you make it there, you know, then you have to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not just getting on and stay there and then to be to stay on top of your game as well. You know what I mean? Now, and that's a, you know, tremendous, you know, that's why I commend guys like Brady. You know, you can't hate on that guy at all. You can hate him if you want, but come on, man, look what he's doing. And the longer you play the game, the longer you stay in it, the easier it gets. It's like you stay in any job. You stay in any job for a long time, it gets easier. It's repetitive. You know, it's almost get repetitive. You've seen it before. There's only so much you can, you know. He's there, man. He's just relaxing. If they keep him upright, he could play for another 2, 3, 5 years.
Until he's 45, he's saying.
Easy.
But yeah. Tell me, there's no player on any college team right now across the U.S. who doesn't think in the back of their mind they can still make it, right? No one's playing college football. Like I even think
there's some guys. There's some guys I know.
There's guys that know that they're probably not making it, but they still have the dream. Even if a sliver that maybe my name will get called, maybe I'll get an invite to an NFL training camp.
Yeah, those guys that definitely have that hope.
Or they think it's CFL. So nobody's going to go there and be like, I'm only going to come here, play football, because I know I'm not going to the pros, and I want money. They all think they have a sliver of the dream, or they wouldn't be playing.
Of course.
And they'd all do it for free in the moment.
And 100% of junior hockey players believe they're going to the NHL.
Yes.
Western League players. And maybe some SJHL players, too, when they come into the league, because that's what you're saying. When they come in.
I didn't get an invite from any Western Hockey League team, any SJHL team, any AAA team. I was a pretty good hockey player as a kid, but I wasn't going to any camps. And
you knew you were
and
going.
You thought you were going somewhere.
But still, until that WHL draft went, my name wasn't called, which there was never any sniff of it ever being called. But until that happened,
that's when you realized.
You still kind of thought, well, maybe they've been watching. Maybe they've seen. Maybe they were watching. Every kid's going through that. Wynyard? I don't know.
No, they were. Trust me.
Because you got to be able to know that you're not going to be able. You're not going to get drafted. Because if you're sitting on a There's guys that just back up their whole college career, never really seen the field. He's not going to, I'm not going to the league. I mean, look at Matt Castle. You know, if you're back there backing up the whole your whole career and don't,
no,
and you're, not you really, still you're not really, know. You're not really the star, you know. I don't know. I just don't see.
Listen, Clark is telling me, I get, for once, I agree.
I'm just saying.
Hang on.
I don't know.
Before we break.
I mean, I'm always like, when you're going to, you know, if you just, you know, I'm just saying as an athlete, I was just never just settled with just being,
right.
Hey, I'm okay. You know, I'm all right. I'm okay. Nah, I'm better than you. I'm better than all of you. I can kick all of you guys.
You're looking at the backup kicker. And it doesn't matter.
It didn't matter what level I got to. I was still that dude. I kick your ass, your ass. And it didn't matter. So sit there and tell me, you know, so if you do that at the levels and all the levels that you get to, you have an expectation of yourself, right? So to sit there and say, I don't know.
I'm getting nervous. He might actually want to kick my ass. He's getting fired up right now. We got to get out of here.
Look, Clark's telling me to do the giveaway of the football. But let's get to a break, and we'll do it in the next segment because we're just late for a first. We got Andrew Green with us, and he's bringing a sizzle today. Everybody is. I'm loving this show. Show number 75 on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Canada-wide clearance has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. That means for a limited time, our entire inventory of new vehicles have clear-o prices to move. This brand new 2019 GMC Sierra double cab is just $39,894 plus tax. That's only $225 bi-weekly. We have over 200 SUVs to clear out. This new 2019 GMC Terrain SLE has a clear-o price of only $34,623 plus tax. That's just $99 a week and is all-wheel drive with heated seats and navigation. Canada-wide clearance at Capital GMC in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Beer and shooting the shit.
Welcome back.
That's what we're doing.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, he got that on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were in about 5 seconds before that.
Oh, really? That's all good.
Tuesday morning sports update. The New York Giants have made a quarterback change. The starter will now be Daniel Jones, and that has led many to believe that Eli Manning's days in the NFL are done. Clearly, they're done with the New York Giants, but would somebody pick him up? People are saying he's done. He's got nothing left to prove. We can certainly talk about that more this morning. St. John's will host tonight's NHL preseason game between Toronto and Ottawa. The Vancouver Canucks welcome Edmonton. The Canucks, by the way, signing restricted free agent Brock Besser to a 3-year deal yesterday. We had Andrew Walker with us from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver last hour talking about the Besser deal and what it means to the Canucks. Go back in the Hour One podcast or slide back on your Facebook feed to watch that. Regarding Trevor Siemian, we don't know what the injury was last night on Monday Night Football, but it wasn't good. The New York Jets quarterback going back on his ankle. It looked like he snapped it. There was a top. Brady wrote in from Saskatoon, Darren. He snuck out of his high school class to text us. And we wanted to know, he wanted to know if we thought it was karma for him. Because did you watch Monday Night Football, Drew? Last night?
No.
Okay, well, OBJ made this. Another.
I saw that.
You saw that. So did you see what the quarterback of the Jets said right after he made that? They had the mic on the quarterback on the sidelines. He goes, lucky catch.
Now,
and then like
he was playing. He was laughing. So he didn't roll his eyes.
But
it
still,
was kind of arrogant.
It was just like a lucky catch.
And 50 minutes later, he snaps his ankle.
Karma.
So Brady's saying it was karma. It's a funny comment.
Nah. I think he may even just said lucky catch. This is a funny comment, too.
That's exactly what
That's
he
what
did.
I think. Because, you know, everybody knows he makes those type of catches.
All the time.
All the time. He's doing it in practices, back hurts, da-da-da. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that would be karma.
It was a fun game last night.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching a bit of it, and then, yeah, I got kids.
Jets are in some big trouble.
And booed off the field by their own fans. Jets are awful. Clark has started the contest, and it is comment right on the Facebook wall for a chance to win a football signed by Andrew Green and Adam Big Hill and a radon detection machine. Is that what you gave me?
It's a radon test kit. That's what it is, right?
Right. So comment radon. You win this autographed football by Andrew Green and Adam Big Hill and the radon test kit. And
you've been tackled right now.
Whatever you want, say it.
Tackle Radon, baby. Go to Tackle Radon. So, TackleRadon.ca. It's the marketing.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do the sales.
Whatever you got to do. Sell us on Radon.
Okay, yeah. So here's what we're doing. We're going to talk about Radon here right quick here, Rodney. I'm going to hopefully school you guys.
Whatever you want.
So Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer, right, amongst men and women, everyone.
In this province or in Canada?
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer, period.
Oh, wow.
Right? Smoking is number one. Radon is number two. Right, so if you do them both, you're getting one and two.
Yikes!
Wow.
Right, if you have high levels of radon in your home, 200 becquerels is Canada's main standard. 100 is the world. 200 becquerels is equivalent to about say 15 cigarettes a day, and it's a radioactive gas that's emitted from the uranium out of the soil that comes directly into your home. You can't smell it, you can't taste it, you can't see it, you can't nothing. And the only way you could actually know if you have radon in your home is to test for it. Right, it comes into your homes through the cracks, right, the joints in your basement, the holes to your sump pump, anything that's coming through your surface, of your basement. Right. And it comes in and the gas collects into your home. Right. And it just builds up. It just builds up level. It's a radioactive gas. The only way you could do is to test for it. This is go to tackleradon.ca. There you'll see Saskatchewan. You'll see Manitoba. Manitoba is Adam Big Hill. He's the ambassador for Manitoba. And I'm Saskatchewan. Right. So you want to pick Saskatchewan. Right, it's still a contest.
So how do I test?
Right. So here's what you do. Right. So this is a test kit. Right. $65. Right. You enter your information online. Go to tackleradon.ca. Pick this guy here. Right. You'll get the kit. $65. They'll send the kit out to you. It pays for your postage there and return. It will come into a package like this. Right. You'll also see this as well in there too, because this is us. That's a good picture.
There you go.
That's a good picture. Hey, you said it.
Right. So, anyway, the package is going to come in. It's going to have a number on here. You're going to enter it. You don't want to open this until you're ready to test for it. It's a 3-month test kit. You're going to put it in your basement, and then around 3 months, you'll get another. Oh, the email coming back from myself or Adam, whoever you chose, right? They'll tell you to send it back. You put the date back in there. You put it back in your return envelope, put a return postage on there. But you seal it back, put it back in there, send it back, and they'll send you your kit. They'll send you your number, what your results are. After you get your results, then it's up to you to do whatever you need to do. If you're happy with the numbers, right? I already tested my home, right? Mine, my levels were 50.
So you're
right.
Good.
I'm okay. I'm okay with that, right? If I wanted it down to zero, I'd have to do whatever it makes or it takes. But you know, 200 and higher, you know, they recommend that you do whatever it is to lower your numbers.
Well,
right. As I said, it's pretty.
You're doing great work, Drew, because my mom died of lung cancer in June. Never smoked. She had years and years and years ago. Quit in the 60s.
Yeah.
And you've got me thinking. And a lot of our family thinking, was this it? Because she was the healthiest person in the world. Anybody would know, that knew her would say that. And I'm thinking, damn, I wish.
My grandfather passed away of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life, right, in Jamaica. So that's one of the things that when they mentioned that to me too as well, right? Rachel Melberg, right? I was at the Radon conference in Saskatoon about in March there. She's 33 years old now. She's an Olympic hockey player in the U.S., Rachel Melberg.
You told me about this.
You could Google her. She was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer at 31, 2 years ago, right? Never smoked. She was running, came back from running a marathon. You know, she went and got tested, came and running a marathon and everything. They tested her lungs. She was breathing all funny, blah, blah, blah. And then when she went back and tested her home, you know, two homes she lived in, one where she grew up in and the one that she lives with her husband and kids now. Exceptionally high levels of radon, right? So she obviously got her home remediated, except like over like in the thousands. Marcel Belfay, right? Out there in Ottawa.
The OC.
When he found out that, before we even started doing the marketing, he heard that I was actually involved with it and you know, shot me a message and told me that he's getting his home remediated in Ottawa. Right. You know what? I found out some interesting fact, even at this Radon conference that we just had in the U.S., right? And I think a lot of realtors don't want to hear this news that I'm about to say, that the homes, right, before they're sold, it's 150 becquerels in the U.S. and not 200. It's 200 in Canada. Homes have to be tested for radon before they're sold. Right. So if your levels are high, you have to do whatever it is.
In the States.
In the States. Right. In the U.S. So that's probably going to come here, too.
Oh yeah,
right.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah. Most people, Manitoba, Saskatchewan. They said if we're our own country, we'd be number two in the world, right? Saskatchewan and Regina is definitely a hot spot, but Saskatchewan, Manitoba are hot. They said at least probably one every two homes probably have high levels in Regina alone. So it's important to get tested. At least go get tested, see what your numbers are, right? And then take it from there, right? You go to the website. You have to actually get an actual radon expert. Not just anyone could actually come in and get your home remediated. Go to the expert. They'll come and get your home, test you where the gas is coming in at, and then you can, and they have to expel a certain particular parts of your home as well.
Well, that's the thing, and Clark will randomly pick a winner of all the people that are writing radon on the Facebook
or Tackle Radon. Go to tackleradon.ca.
And you can get your own kit.
Yeah.
But it's funny when you say, sorry to take up time. You take as much time as you want. You're going to bring in an autographed football like that. You're saving lives. That's who's going to win this is the random thing.
Exactly.
And you're seeing that Andrew Green, folks, is not just a pretty face. He's pretty smart, too. And he's doing a great job for Radon. And they've obviously come up with jerseys for you, too, which is great. So you can show off your guns.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. And so the winner is definitely is going to get a kit and a signed autograph football, one of these black footballs here by myself and Adam Big Hill. So that's what we're giving away.
Eric Ellis is the winner. It was random. Clark spun the prize wheel, and Eric, and I think he's in Saskatoon. He's a big Rush fan.
There you go,
has
Eric.
Won this. So, yeah, you'll be able to test your house, too. By the way, Drew was saying,
How are you going to get this?
Leave that up to us.
Yeah, so he just goes. So when he gets the kit, he goes online. He goes online and submits them. You know, enters a number under Saskatchewan and everything.
And then he'll get a result back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So moving on, Drew said, "You think You know, it's a morning show, right? You want to serve beer on this coffee table.
Why not? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, in Norway. It's 5 o'clock in Norway, where there we're very big in Norway.
You never know who might have a beer if you offer it.
Yeah, but actually, I love you and the guys that are saying, I want to be on your show. And it wasn't just for this, just to talk sports. Yeah, Raz, same thing. All the guys are saying that. And Raz is coming in later this week.
Is he? Good. I like Raz.
But how can you not?
He's always unpredictable at Raz.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. If you'd have played in our alumni game, you were hosting your event the same night that we were playing.
Exactly,
did you hear anything about it?
About your game?
Yeah. Be honest.
You know what? I actually talked to, I think, Rob Bishani, those guys. Yeah, they said they had a really good time.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I ain't going to lie. I thought I would have been out there too, but I don't know how much running and think I was going to do, not with these knees.
You do as much as you want.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But Ray
just
Jacobs.
Just being there heckling, though. Just being out there talking.
You could do whatever. You'd be the trainer. Heckling, be whatever. Yeah. Be the water boy. Jim Hobson was out there. Hoppy was there.
He was running around.
He was the coach.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But Ray Jacobs was literally scaring the bejesus out of everybody.
Was he running around?
Yeah,
he was.
Pass rushing. You don't turn it off. You say you're not good. You wait. You get out there. You think he's back with the Dolphins again. Anyways, we're going to the CFL office when we come back. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies, your episode after episode season marathon, all in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Andrew Green still here in the bunker. He's deliberating on this next Shivers story can be told on the air. I don't know what's so bad about it. So he thought you're an American. So what? Everybody does. He's a Toronto kid. Born in Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
I know the whole thing.
Yeah, but they thought I was American. Yeah.
Right. What's wrong with that? There's the story. But you sprinkled a little more Jesus into it than. Before we get to that, we're going to Toronto right now, CFL head office. Jeff Creever joins us. He's a writer at CFL.ca, a fantasy expert, and always enjoy my chats with Jeff Creever. Good afternoon, Jeff, in the Eastern time zone. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Rod?
100%, and very happy to be having you on to talk CFL football and fantasy and just overall what's going on in the Canadian Football League right now. I want to start with this. I have some of the notes that you sent. I guess the number one thing is you mentioned Logan Kilgore in for Trevor Harris. Is that confirmed for this week's game that Trevor Harris is out, even though they're coming off a bye?
I haven't seen anything confirmed yet. It seems like they're preparing as though that's going to be the case. Logan Kilgore threw, I believe, 28 balls and 75% on his passing last time out. And I think they feel pretty comfortable with him to the point where they're not going to rush Trevor Harris back if he needs some more time to get healthy.
Yeah, and it's the Hamilton Tiger Cats that are in there on Friday Night Football, a CFL doubleheader. So we're awaiting word on whether Trevor Harris plays or not this week, but Logan Kilgore, an adequate replacement as far as you're concerned. How about the BC Lions winning Friday night last week on Friday Night Football over the Ottawa Redblacks? What does that mean to the CFL to have the Lions come off the mat like that?
Well, it's a really big confidence booster for them. They've struggled so much this season, and I know it's the Ottawa Redblacks, and that's the caveat that everyone's going to offer up. That's an Ottawa team that's on quite a losing streak. Blade has lost 9 of 10 games. But the big thing was Mike Riley not getting sacked, and he's been sacked only 2 times over the last 2 games. Call it the change of the coach on the offensive line. Call it whether he's getting the football out of his hands quicker. Jarius Jackson making some adjustments. But we're starting to see a little bit more of the offense that many of us had imagined. But first 10 games of the year, they were giving up 4.3 sacks per game. So that's a really big number there. And the BC Lions, they're probably not going to make the playoffs this year, let's be honest. But for them to finish strong down the final third of the season, that would mean a lot for this team going into the offseason as a confidence builder and a sense of direction for them.
Well, and I wonder how much the addition of our good friend Kelly Bates has meant to the fact that they did not allow a sack in his second game on the sidelines. And that's a question I'll pose to the BC people. But, you talk about a fantasy expert, Jeff. I'm not a fantasy guy. Drew's not. Darren is. Our sales guy, Tyler, is. Connor, are you? Connor, the intern, gives me a thumbs up. And a lot of the Army guys that I work with, too, by the way, are big CFL fantasy guys. How does being in fantasy change the game from the average fan?
It changes everything. It's just the way you watch the game. It's incredible. And you don't realize it until you're totally consumed by it, because you go into a game cheering for one team a lot of times and as a fan and having one perspective. When you're watching fantasy, you're watching so many different things at once, and you could be finding yourself even cheering against your own team at times based on, okay, who made that catch? Who made that tackle? And so on and so forth. It's for those with the shorter attention spans, it's just there's so much happening at once. And I think it really appeals to the younger fan. That's why for me, I hate to say that I'm an expert or anything like that. In fact, a lot of people in the office are beating me this year in our own internal league. But it's really important to me, and it means a lot to me, because as a young fan, when I was growing up here in Toronto, I'd be wearing my Argos jersey to school, and I was raised on CFL football by my dad and my uncle. But you'd be hard-pressed. I was one of the only ones in my high school, right? And you're seeing younger kids wearing Argos jerseys, and it's promising. And to me, a really big part of building on any of that momentum is going to be fantasy football. It was so big in the NFL, and this is our third year doing this rendition CFL TSN Fantasy. And the popularity has grown a lot. So it's been really big for us. And I really hope we can keep that momentum going.
Hey, Jeff, it's Darren DuPont here. I love that stuff. And maybe I'm the one guy who's into fantasy around here. One, I hate that fantasy makes you cheer against your own team. Never cheer against your own team, ever. That's a golden rule.
I can see how it would, though. So.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. But what it does do that's really great is it makes you pay attention to the other games. That's the one thing in the CFL that I find is that we're all dialed into our own teams, but a little less are we dialed into the rest of the league is maybe in the NFL, and that's fantasy's bringing that to the Canadian Football League, so I love that. So I want to get into some of individual guys that I want some fantasy advice from or what you think. Start with Aaron Rodgers in Calgary. There's three guys I want to talk about, but Aaron Rodgers first. It seems like he's reborn a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. You wondered coming into the season what kind of motivation there was going to be for him. There were some talks of him possibly considering retirement, the issues he's gone through with his knee. But one of the most dominant receivers that we've seen in this league as far as physical dominance, covering him one-on-one, that game against Winnipeg, his knee was pretty badly injured from everything I had heard. He had a pretty hard time cutting, yet he was able to score three touchdowns against the Bombers in the Western Final. He was the reason that the Stamps got to the Grey Cup. He's starting to get back to that a little bit. I don't know if it's that he's healthier. The emergence of Reggie Bagleton has probably helped. It takes quite a bit of pressure off him. He doesn't have to be the one guy doing everything there, although the Stamps have always had pretty good receivers. But just that 1-2 punch that they have, you're starting to see Bo target him a lot more. Obviously, having Mitchell back in the lineup makes a big difference. And with that duo, I'd be pretty comfortable with either of those guys from a fantasy perspective right now.
Cool. I know we don't have a ton of time left here. So quickly, Chris Matthews in Montreal, what does that mean for the Owls? And then I want to ask you about Andrew Harris quickly.
I think it means a lot for Montreal. I love the group of receivers they've got there. And you go around the league, and we get into these debates all the time, who has the best receivers in the CFL. We talked about Calgary. That duo in Hamilton's pretty good with Braylon Addison and Brandon Banks. But I think that's a really underrated group in Montreal between Quan Bray, who's developing into a really good young receiver. B.J. Cunningham has been injured, but Devier Posey, really explosive, fast. He can take the lid off the defense and beat you deep. It's a diverse group, and I think that Chris Matthews adds so much more to that group because now he's the physically dominant receiver that they didn't really have. He's a guy that you leave him one-on-one, and Vernon Adams Jr., he's got the arm. He's going to put it up there, and he's going to make you pay. So I think they're working him into the offense slowly, but by the time we get into mid-October, he's going to be a really big part of what they're doing. And they've got a lot of weapons there between the receivers and what Vernon Adams can do running the ball and William Stanback, who I think might be the best all-around running back. They're the dark horse in my mind right now with that offense.
Just a comment from a viewer, Pam, watching from Fort Coppell. She says, I play fantasy and I have learned more about the players, and I do watch the other teams play just to keep track of my fantasy players, which is the magic of fantasy football. I understand that. Mm-hmm. What's your other question?
The last one I had was on Andrew Harris. We haven't talked enough about this yet. Maybe we'll just start to as he gets ready to come back. I know we have a lot of viewers in Winnipeg. Do you expect him to pick up where he left off? Is it reasonable to think that he's going to have a little bit of a hiccup here coming back into the lineup?
No, I expect him to pick up right where he left off. He's a professional. He's a hard worker. He's had ups and downs through his career, and he's always responded every single time. And if anything, I think this puts a bit of a chip on his shoulder. One of the debates we'll have coming up on the Weekly Say this week, which is a segment we run on CFL.ca where our writers weigh in, is whether voters, when it comes time to vote for MOP, whether that suspension weighs into their mind at all. And because this could be a season where Andrew Harris otherwise would hands down be the MOP of the league. I think he comes in with something to prove. And I think this hurt him a little bit. I really do. I think he's going to be emotional, and I think he's going to show that in his running style the rest of the season. And hey, a little bit of a break and those legs can't hurt either.
Hey, Jeff, lastly, I saw you touchdown Atlanta, gave you the big howdy. You were in the press box. I was on the concourse. I noticed, not that I didn't know this, but really noticed it out there, how much you guys love Randy Ambrosi, all of you. What is it about the commissioner that you guys love going to work every day for this guy?
Oh, man, he's a leader. He's an incredible leader, and he's got a plan, and he shows it every single step of the way. I mean, I've loved all the commissioners we've had. This is the third that I've worked for, starting with Mark Cohan when I started as an intern back in 2012. But Randy really dominates a room as far as when he says something, he's got everybody's attention. And the plan is straightforward. He lays it out and everybody's on board. There's full buy-in. So for us in the office and me speaking personally, that's what I've really liked about working with Randy Ambrosi for the last couple of years.
Well, Jeff, it's always been a pleasure working with you. I appreciate you coming on today, and hopefully we can do this as the games get even more fun through the fall here.
Thanks a lot, Rod. Thanks for having me, guys.
Jeff Creever from CFL.ca, fantasy expert. And just before we let you go, Drew, they mentioned Andrew Harris, and a guy just wrote in here and said, Harris can't win most outstanding player this year after a positive PED test. If he does, it's a joke. I would agree. Where do you stand, Andrew, on Andrew Harris's positive steroid test?
Yeah, he's not going to get MOP this year, MOP for that this year, not at all. What do I think? Did he do it? Is that what you're asking?
Whatever, the whole thing.
Well, yeah, he got caught. You know, got caught. He's paid a price, and it is what it is. I mean, you know, he's probably getting up there a little bit, you know, banging, you know, his body gets a little bit harder to recover. He's getting a little older. He's had some, it's hard to, you know, stay on top, you know, and yeah, you know, if, I don't know how, if he was doing it like hardcore or anything like that, you know, but you know, maybe to help his body recover or whatever he does it for. Oh, yeah. Got caught.
Move on.
Yeah.
And he still leads the league in rushing. I was reading today.
Really? You know what? We guys, there's some good running backs out there, too, man. The guys we have here, too, there's some good running backs. I'm still surprised that he's still leading the league in rushing.
Well, speaking of, so there's a lot of Americans behind him. William Powell's hot on his tail.
Yeah.
But can you just tell the shivers stirring Barrett how they thought you're an American? Just clean it up a little bit. That's hilarious.
Nah. Well, no. Well, they no. You were mentioning you know, most people don't understand. We're talking about you know, American players. You know, American players in the CFL compared to CFL players. You know,
Canadian players.
Players. Sorry, yeah. And you know, he said Ray mentioned that, you know, Canadian players do get complacent. You know, based on, you know, just the fact that they're Canadians and they have their value in the league is just a little bit
harder to replace. They're harder to replace, yeah.
You know, and I'll agree to that, you know, to a point. You know what I mean? I don't think, not to discredit any of the players, because there is still a lot of great players out there, too. There's guys that come in there. But
you are Canadian, but, so you're not trashing Canadians.
No, I'm not trashing at all. But, you know, but I would say that maybe that I don't know about now. The league is obviously definitely changed, right? You know, switching. You know, I've always been one of those person that thinks that, you know, it's all, you're always replaceable anytime. It doesn't matter if you're American or Canadian, right? I never played a game looking at it as an American or Canadian. I just like, look, I'm better than you. I'm the best out there, so you're gonna play me. Period. Right? Had nothing to do with American or Canadian. Right, that's how I looked at it, right? I know a lot of people thought that I was American when I came here, right? Because, I don't know, maybe attitude, the way I played, whatever it was, usually the talent, you know, his footwork and stuff is a little bit different. You know, even Roy, as I said, I was mentioning you, Roy Shivers and Danny Barrett thought I was American when I first got up here before they met me. It was 2000, I'd say. It was right coming after my Achilles injury. I was in the Ramada, and they flew me up. They wanted to check me out for, renegotiate my contract before I came on up here. And so he flew me up in December, no, in January. Vincent Donaldson met me in the elevator in the Ramada, and we came down the elevators, and Danny Barrett was in the lobby going up to his room, and he was like, he saw V, hey, you doing V? And he saw him, he goes, Andrew? He goes, really? Oh, he goes, and then he goes, Because he hasn't, then, you know, he goes, you thought I was a white guy. He goes, I thought you were a white guy.
Anyway, because, nope.
Because right, I was Canadian, right? Right. But you know what? You see the but the film they saw on me, right? The film they saw on me, you know, back then, it wasn't, you don't get to see all that closeness, but, you know, it was always like, you know, the CDs and stuff like that, or DVDs, but it was all, so it was like,
not as good as
yeah,
it is now.
Yeah, exactly, right? So yeah, I don't know why he thought it was a white guy, but he thought it was a white guy. I was like, yeah.
And he still signed you anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, you
big
know,
money.
They had no choice.
You made it that way.
Big money, Andrew Green.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Okay, well, thanks for what you're doing, man. And I obviously the Radon people are very excited about you getting the message out because you're doing a great job. Thanks. And you got an open invite here. Maybe next time we'll have beer for you.
Hey, not just for me.
Not just for everybody. Overtime segment coming up next. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Tuesday morning on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Countdown is on. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Save thousands on this pre-owned 2018 Nissan Rogue. It's fully loaded and ready to move with an employee price of just $23,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2018 Ford Edge Titanium All-Wheel Drive. Its employee price is only $27,999 plus tax. Employee pricing at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. Offers end September 30th.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. The deep, rich taste and tender texture is the product of great genes and a specialized extra-aged feeding program. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
No John Frenzy on this Tuesday, but he will be with us on In the Huddle tonight. Province-wide television for you Saskies watching the program. So the commercial in there for Sask Snow Beef. Boy, beef has been a popular topic. Oh, you missed yesterday.
Hot topic.
You missed it yesterday, didn't you? It's probably a good thing you did.
Yeah, I saw it, though. Don't worry. I see all. I hear all.
You can get Sask Snow Beef, which is a special leaner beef. More delicious, right, Tyler? You can get it at Crave. Wish I'd known that last week when I had a barbecue and was cooking up steak. I didn't have Sasno. Yeah.
They said you can buy it at Local and Fresh, too.
Local and Fresh, yes.
The grocery store in the warehouse district.
Pretty cool. Love beef. Sports update, two Calgary Stampeders and a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, the CFL's top performers of the week. It was announced this morning by the CFL. Calgary defensive back Trey Roberson, Stampeders wide receiver Eric Rogers, and Riders running back William Colonel Powell are the top three for Week 14. New York Giants have made a quarterback change. The starter will now be Daniel Jones. He's out of Wake Forest, isn't he? I just saw on Twitter in the break that Eli Manning made $17 million the last 2 weeks.
Well, he's you know what? I don't know. Eli Manning, I mean, he's got a Hall of Fame resume, no doubt. He's had a Hall of Fame career, but
He might get picked up somewhere.
Oh, I mean, yeah. There never might be
a
trade. Never.
Look at the quarterbacks that are out. The Jets desperately need a quarterback. The Steelers, I mean, I don't really know what they have behind Ben Roethlisberger. We'll have to see, see if it's proven. But they're a team that's got pieces to contend. And, I mean, as much as Eli struggled, I mean, he still threw for 300 yards in week one, 250 yards in week two. He's had a couple of touchdown passes, but also a couple of interceptions. Maybe there's somebody who will take him in a team ready to win. I don't think he's ready for the rebuild, though.
Two SJHL games tonight. Yorkton is at Estevan and Melford is in LaRonge. And there's your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. And I just want to cover something. On this show today, we've covered Cam Talbot getting lit up last night for the Flames. We talked about Three Down Nation. Drew Edwards is leaving. We talked CFL. We talked NFL. We talked WHL. We talked SJHL. We talked Monday Night Football. And somebody wrote in here earlier and said, what are you going to talk dub hockey? You just got to cool your jets a little bit, guys. We're covering, like, the NLL expansion draft is this week.
Yeah.
Huge Rush fan here. You too.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Tyler into it too. His hometown Halifax has a team in the NLL. So we'll get to it. But this is what you got to do. You got to watch the show 2 hours a day, every day. And we'll get to your topics. But I would suggest it's opening week in the WHL. Look, I get it. I was having a panic attack this morning because I haven't got my Pat season tickets yet. But Phil the Thrill straightened it out for me. Nobody wants to talk about that more than me. But look, we got a lot of things to talk about here, okay? And I get it because they're starved for the coverage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Starved for the coverage. You want it so bad. We want to talk about it so bad. But there's other leagues, okay? And it is the football time of the year. Not to mention, let's do this with Paul just entering the room. Paul is here for the post-show meeting. I can see right on time. Top 10 cities for viewing. Regina, Saskatoon, Calgary, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Montreal, Toronto, Hamilton, Moose Jaw, Ottawa. Top 10. Now, what's interesting about all those cities except for Moose Jaw? They're all CFL teams or cities.
Yep.
They're all major junior cities too. Which is interesting, but they don't really care about the Pats Warriors. I don't think the people watching in Montreal and Hamilton, I don't think so.
No, not so much.
So just think about that for a second. And then going on from 11 to 20, PA, Yorkton, Estevan, Houston, Vancouver, Medicine Hat, Weyburn, Swift Current, Red Deer, Halifax. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Shall I continue?
It's a pretty good list.
People really love these when I do
well,
this.
Well, it's fun. Yeah, it's great.
It is fun.
I love it.
Lethbridge, Surrey, shout out BC Lions, Kelowna, Lloydminster, Victoria, Quebec City, Grand Prairie, Kindersley, North Battleford, Brandon, Manitoba. So that's like our top 30 cities for viewers. It's all across the country. It's into the U.S. So we got a lot of people to please.
Yeah.
And let's not forget Trent in Norway, who's probably making his bed right now, probably making his tea and cutting up his krumkaka. What do you think, Paul?
I'm all in.
He's all in. Whatever it is, he doesn't know what it is, but he's all in.
That's the kind of commitment we want.
That's the kind of commitment that we want.
And we need.
Yeah.
Here we go. Eric won our contest today, by the way. He won the autographed football from Adam Big Hill and Andrew Green, plus the radon home detection kit. And he won it, and he has informed us that he lives 30 minutes east of Swift Current, which, judging by my mental GPS, would be about Rush Lake, Saskatchewan. Am I right, Eric? Eric says, make the show 3 hours long. That's Paul's idea.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny that we have everybody here in the room. And Tyler and I, the business guy, are of the same thing. Let's sell all the commercials for the first 2 hours and then we'll add. Are you in on that? Are we going to take a vote?
We'll see.
That's what the post meeting's for.
Yeah. I agree and disagree with that at the same time.
Oh, Eric.
That's a good philosophy.
Eric has written back and he says, close, Roddy. Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
Herbert, Saskatchewan, home of the Hawks. And Don Whitman. Well, there's a fight between Rosthern and Herbert over who owns Don Whitman. But I think it's that time where I should shut up and bid adieu. So we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Facebook Live.
You really hummed it in there, though.
That was some heat on that one.
Oh, yeah.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.